Paul here with today's tip to help you pass a CLS. Epinephrine and dopamine are adrenergic agonists used in several ACLS algorithms. The indications and administration of these two medications is today's pass ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip daily for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and megacode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app, or activate the Pass ACLS flash briefing skill on your Amazon voice device so you don't miss upcoming tips. You can find additional ACLS-related resources at passacls.com. After oxygen, epinephrine is the most commonly used medication in ACLS. Epi is used to treat certain conditions to prevent cardiac arrest, during cardiac arrest, and post-arrest. To prevent cardiac arrest, epi is commonly used to treat anaphylaxis and unstable bradycardia. In anaphylaxis, edema around the airway is caused as capillaries leak into the surrounding tissue, and the patient's blood pressure can drop as a result of widespread vasodilation. 0.5 milligrams of 1 to 1,000 epi is commonly given IM or sub-Q to treat patients with severe anaphylaxis. Epinephrine's alpha effects constrict blood vessels to help maintain blood pressure and prevent additional swelling. Its beta-2 effects cause bronchodilation. Most organizations have an SOP or protocol for administration of IV fluids, epinephrine, and an antihistamine like Benadryl. If you get an anaphylaxis patient in your class's megacode, treatment action should be aimed at maintaining an airway and administration of epi and an antihistamine. You can follow your organization's guidelines. For patients in unstable bradycardia refractory to atropine, epinephrine is one of the medications we should consider when TCP isn't available. For bradycardia, epinephrine is administered as a drip at 2 to 10 micrograms per minute. In this case, epi's beta-1 effects have a positive chronotropic and inotropic effect, causing the heart to beat faster and more forcefully. Increasing the rate and force of contractions also increases myocardial oxygen demand, so epi should be used with caution in patients with suspected cardiac ischemia. For unstable bradycardia patients, an epi drip may only be needed until transcutaneous pacing can be started. Now, let's say that our patient has arrested. During a cardiac arrest, 1 milligram of 1 to 10,000 epi given rapid IV push is our first IV medication. For patients in VFib or pulseless VTAC, epi is given following the second shock. For patients in asystole or PEA, epi is administered as soon as IV access is established. In cardiac arrest, the use of epi is twofold. First, epi's alpha effect constricts blood vessels, which is believed to help with cerebral and coronary artery perfusion during CPR. Secondly, it's hypothesized that epi may increase cardiac tissue's automaticity, making return of a spontaneous heartbeat more likely. Regardless of the rhythm, for patients in cardiac arrest, 1 milligram of 1 to 10,000 epi is repeated every 3 to 5 minutes until we identify ROSC or call the code. There is no maximum cumulative dose for epi during a cardiac arrest. Now, we've identified a sudden jump in end-tidal CO2 and feel a carotid pulse, so we'll move to post-arrest care. An epi drip should be considered along with other adrenergic medications like dopamine or Levofed if needed to maintain a systolic blood pressure of at least 90 millimeters of mercury and a mean arterial pressure over 65. Epinephrine drips for post-arrest are run the same as unstable bradycardia at 2 to 10 micrograms per minute. We should start with 2 micrograms per minute and slowly titrate our dose only enough to maintain a systolic blood pressure above 90. Dopamine is another medication that can be used to treat unstable bradycardia or post-arrest hypotension. Remember that dopamine's effects are dose-dependent. Lower doses in the 5 to 10 micrograms per kilogram per minute range affect beta-1 receptors, resulting in increased rate and contractility of the heart. Higher doses at 10 to 20 micrograms per kilogram per minute have an alpha effect, causing blood vessel constriction. Dopamine drip should be started at the low dose of 5 micrograms per kilogram per minute and titrated up slowly to maintain a systolic blood pressure above 90. We must be careful not to administer more than the maximum dose of 20 micrograms per kilogram per minute of dopamine. Close monitoring of patients receiving any vasopressor medication is required. If the patient isn't going to the cath lab, they should be transferred to an appropriate unit, usually the ICU. If you'd like more information on medications used in ACLS, check out the POD resource page at passacls.com. I've posted links to some of my favorite medical podcasts that cover ACLS-related topics. If you found today's review of epinephrine and dopamine helpful, consider giving back via the secure PayPal link in the episode notes or clicking the donate button at passacls.com. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.